Han shot her a scowl meant to suggest she needed an eye exam, and then the newcomer was at their table, stepping through the tranquility screen. He placed the glasses on the table and opened the bottle.
"I hope you don't mind," he said, pouring, "but they keep a case of reserve on hand for Lando, and I thought you might prefer it to the usual swill around here."
"You were right," Leia said, visibly relaxing at the mention of Lando's name. "Whom shall I thank?"
The miner placed a hand on his chest. "Omad Kaeg at your service," he said, bowing. "Captain Omad Kaeg, owner and operator of the Joyous Roamer, one of the oldest and most profitable asteroid tugs in the Rift."
Han rolled his eyes at the overblown introduction, but Leia smiled. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Captain Kaeg." She motioned at the table. "Won't you join us?"
Kaeg flashed his brash smile again. "It would be an honor."
Instead of taking a seat where Leia had indicated, Kaeg leaned across the table to set his glass in the shadows on the far side of the booth, an obvious attempt to position himself where he could watch the door. Han quickly rose and allowed Kaeg into the back of the booth. If a stranger wanted to place himself in a crossfire zone between two solos, Han wasn't going to argue.
"So, how do you know Lando?"
Han asked, resuming his seat.
"And where is he?"
"I know Lando from the Miners Cooperative, and, of course, I supply his asteroid refinery on Sarnas."
Kaeg's gray eyes slid toward the still empty entrance, then back again.
"I think he's at the refinery now. At least, that's where he wants you to meet him."
Han scowled.
"On Sarnas?"
The planet lay hidden deep in the Chulun Rift, one of the densest, most difficult to navigate nebulae in the galaxy, and its actual coordinates were a matter of debate.
"How the blazes does he expect us to find it?"
"That's why Lando sent me," Kaeg said. "To help."
Kaeg's hand dropped toward his thigh pocket, causing Han to draw his blaster and aim it at the kid's belly under the table. He wasn't taking any chances. But Kaeg was only reaching for a portable holopad projector, which he placed on the table.
"Let me show you what you'll be facing."
"Why not?"
Han waved at the holopad with his free hand. Kaeg tapped a command into the controls, and a 2-meter band of braided shadow appeared above the pad. Shaped like a narrow wedge, the braid appeared to be coming undone in places, with wild blue wisps dangling down toward the corrosion-pitted tabletop and even into Han's drink.
"This, of course, is a chart of the Chulun Rift," Kaeg said.
He tapped another command, and a red dash appeared on the holomap, marking the cantina's location on Brink Station just outside the rift. The dash quickly stretched into a line and began to coil through the tangled wisps of hot plasma that gave the Chulun Rift its distinctive array of blue hues. Before long, it had twisted itself into a confusing snarl that ran vaguely toward the center of the nebula.
"And this is the best route to Lando's refinery on Sarnas," Kaeg said. "I've been doing my best to keep the charts accurate, but I'm afraid the last update was 2 standard days ago.
2 days?
Han asked. With 3 kinds of hot plasma rolling around at near light speed, hyperspace lanes inside the rift tended to open and close quickly, sometimes in hours.
"That's the best you can do?"
"I'm sorry, but yes," Kaeg said. "It's important to take it slow and careful in there. If you were to leave a hyperspace lane and punch through a plasma cloud, you would fry every circuit on your ship, including your navigation sensors."
"You don't say,"
Han said. Hitting a plasma pocket was one of the most basic dangers of nebula running, so it seemed to him that Kaeg was working way too hard to make sure he knew how dangerous it was to travel the rift.
"Thanks for the warning."
"No problem,"
Kaeg grinned, then let his gaze drift back toward the cantina door.
"Any friend of Lando Calrissian's is a friend of mine."